Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Joined right now by on the hotline by our good friend, the Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. Darren Revelle is joining us on the show right now, actionnetwork.com. Darren, it's good to have you. Hey, did I see you tweeting that you actually did a little bit of cooking of some sort for Thanksgiving, a holiday that you hate, last week? Did I see that?
I probably did some cooking. I didn't do that much eating. Okay. Did a lot of betting.
You did? Okay, how'd you do?
I did okay. Everything's erased from yesterday's Saudi Arabia moment. I lost maybe $5,000 on the final 3 minutes when Saudi Arabia scored. So everything that's happened before that has been, you know, my 11:30 yesterday was like having 7 cups of coffee because I couldn't believe it.
But oh, that's,
yeah, everything's erased. Yeah.
Yeah. That's brutal in one fell swoop. Hey, what has been the wagering traffic here in the United States on World Cup? Like, how big a gambling? We know the March Madness is a huge gambling event, and the Super Bowl is big. Like, where does the World Cup stack up in that?
I think people are figuring out, like, what to do. Mm-hmm. It's strange for a lot of people, right? Because people are into live betting, and they're like, what do I do? Like, my philosophy is, like, if the game is, like, at 60 minutes and it's 1-0, well, you know, hit the correct score, 1-0. Maybe you got a shot. You know, I do know that people are betting on the U.S., you know, and they did against Iran. I also was pronouncing it Iran. Mm-hmm. Against Iran, you know, 93% of the money was on the U.S. I actually had a lot of money on Iran, which made it very difficult. Yeah. I know I'm the
that is a deal. Mercenary right there.
I'm just saying, hey, there's no value at the U.S. Yeah. at minus 110. That's yep. not what yeah. they are.
So well, right. Well, that's, I mean, honestly, finding people, like, finding events where people are betting irrationally with their hearts instead of their brains is generally a pretty good strategy, right? Like, the public
it
doesn't move the line
even
as
in
much
the
as
Action
people.
Network office. It was difficult even in the Action Network office to, you know, to have $2,000 on Iran, you know. It's a little, it was a little bit, the boss kicked me out of the office. You know, out of his office for a bit, you know, but even in a company where you understand, you know, value, but yeah. it was awkward and weird.
It's probably a dossier,
but it was the right
on,
bet.
You know.
Just because it lost, it doesn't mean it was the right, you know, it was the wrong bet. But, you know, I think people are just trying to, it's so, soccer is so different from our sports in terms of flow, in terms of, you know, betting live. There aren't natural breaks. That I think people are really figuring out. I mean, this is really the first legal World Cup for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, so, you can't bet live with most of your bookies. So
right.
That's kind of been an interesting thing.
So the Rose Bowl is in. So now it's official that the college football playoffs will be 12 teams starting in 2024, according to Brett McMurphy. I would imagine for gambling, like, the more playoff games, the better.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Just point. Just like when you pointed a game between Middle Tennessee and Tulane and say, it's a bowl game. It's a bowl game. That creates more betting. If this is, you know, more of a playoff scenario, that creates more betting. So yes, there's it's definitely becomes a bigger event, a bigger pie, bigger time to throw your money down.
What is it? Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day, who's much more of a college football fan than I am. What is your sense now that we're a couple years into NIL and transfer portals and pretty much whatever else? What is your sense on the state of college football?
Well, I think things are settling a little bit down on the NIL. You know, I think, you know, after you look at Texas A&M and Miami and their results, you know, I think things have, and maybe even, you know, despite, you know, Texas is not a disaster, but is Quinn Ewers really the man in how he was rewarded? You know, and we'll have to see with Arch Manning, even though he doesn't need the money and might not get the same money because he doesn't need the money. Still, I think that things are settling out a little bit. You know, Tennessee for a while would be like, okay, well, what happens if they became national champions and you know how much money they spent? I think things are settling down on the pay for play part of it, just by virtue of it settling itself. Now the transfer portal is still wild and seems like, you know, everyone's becoming a free agent if they're not happy or offering their services, and a lot of things are going on behind the scenes. I think the transfer portal is now more nuts than the inducement portal.
Darren Revell, Action Network, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Along those lines, Darren, Bryce Young is a guy who is an established NIL commodity. He's also likely to be the first pick in the NFL draft, a pick that the Houston Texans are likely to have. We had some listeners kicking around the idea like, hey, the Texans are a dumpster fire right now. Bryce Young might not want to step into a situation where the team...
The old John Elway?
Not even the old John Elway, like, force his way to somewhere else. Like, is NIL for a guy like Bryce Young, is the potential for NIL enough to where he says, I'll still make a few million bucks if I go back to Alabama and the draft will be there in 2024? What are your thoughts?
I think it's there in the NBA. I think so. So NIL saves a guy who would be like Kofi Coburn, right, at Illinois, where it's like, okay, you're going to be the 38th pick. You're not even going to get, you won't even get a 5-year guaranteed deal. You know, you get a 2-year deal, and it'd be $3.5 million, and we can furnish you $1.8 million. That's that. I don't see Bryce with the numbers that Bryce Young would make at $40 million. I don't think you can get there to make any sense of it.
Yeah.
No shot. The other thing too is I would just sit that kid down and tell him the cautionary tale of Matt Barkley, and you know, the game, who knows where he actually would have gone if he had come out, but he was projected to be a top pick.
He was projected at one point. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What about Matt Leinart too?
Yeah, Matt Leinart was going to be one. He came back to
He went 10.
Yeah. He did. But Darren, he had a really good time that 1 year he went back, and we've got the pictures to prove it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, that's true. You can't put a price on some experience.
That's right. Hot tubs and funnels and everything else. Like, that's
If Jim Irsay could pay $1 billion to be the quarterback at USC for 1 year, if that were actually possible, I think he would be doing it.
Yes, absolutely. Darren Revell joining us. Hey, Darren, Deshaun Watson's return to Houston is a big topic, certainly here, and I know it's a topic around the league. What are the gambling angles on this one right now? We haven't seen Deshaun Watson play in 2 years. Is this Cleveland and Houston game? Houston's become a pretty good team to fade lately and bet against. Thoughts from a gambling perspective?
You know what? I love this game for the under. I do. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, the Texans haven't been that great, and I think Deshaun Watson's naturally going to come out rusty, and so I don't know. I like the under in this game.
You know what, Darren? It would be interesting for some of your number grinders over there. This team is so weird because you talk about a bend but don't break defense. They are so atrocious in so many ways, and yet they're like 10th in red zone defense.
Yeah, no. Certainly. There's a lot of misconceptions about people playing uniforms, and you know, the Texans are like that. I mean, my favorite one is tonight, where you're like, oh man, how would I, you know, I'm the unders king, and in the first, you know, 5 weeks, I'm like, No, I'm never going to touch the Eagles under. That's like the Chiefs under. You don't touch that. And then you realize, wait a second, the Eagles have like the greatest deviance between who they are at home versus on the road. They score like 9 points less on the road, and they're the only team in the NFL who's 6-0 to the under. So it also means that they're being miscalculated either, you know, at first by the guys making the lines, or even how it pushes to the public. There's all those misconceptions, and I think the Texans defense is the same thing. You know, like, not great, but like they haven't let up 50 points.
Yeah, and these two teams are both going to be running the football, which means it shortens the game and everything else. The total is a high one. It's 47. Darren, I like that bet. I'm with you on that one.
I even say, you know, get your – I'm always – I don't know. I'm always – I don't like 40 – I always think about, like, what the number is. Like, what's the game and what's the number? And I push it to – obviously, the biggest number that you always push it beyond is if it's like 40 and a half. That 41 is like one of the most key numbers in totals. I would even push it to – I'm addicted to kind of just pushing it to like 48 and a half. Take like minus 135. Mm-hmm. Make yourself a little bit more comfortable. But it's my favorite total of the week, so I like it.
Okay, good. Well, a little bet on the way out from Darren Revell. Darren Revell, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. My sons both have it, and they always send me their screen grabs of their bets. They're like, hey, Pop, this Action Network app that Darren Revell talks about is amazing. So go download it today. Darren, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the games.
I tell you what my kids say when we're watching games. Did I ever tell you?
No. They're like,
who's your dad rooting for? And they go, he's rooting for no points, no one to score, no offense.
Hey.
I'm like, hey, unders feed you, kids.
Just, exactly. You know. Exactly. That's fun. So your kids are younger, though. My sons are in their mid-20s, so they...
Oh, no. We're at 8 or 10.
Yeah.
You know, one of my sons begs me, do not bet, but it's like, I'm trying to normalize it. Like, I'm trying to normalize it, and most of the time, I don't, like, scream out loud, because that's, like, when my wife starts asking me about numbers.
Yeah.
Luckily, she doesn't have access to the Action app and the total amount of money bet. I don't know if you've seen that update now, that where you – it now in the app, it now tells you how much you've bet over the week, the month, and all time.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Oh, that's cool.
So
that's a cool little feature.
It allows you to – yeah, I've put it out there. Should I share you? Should I share you what the
– Yeah.
God, this is – yeah, we're – so the last 30, I'm at $90,655.
That's your total amount bet over the last 30 days?
Yes.
Do you write off your losses as a business expense, Darren?
I don't have losses.
There it is.
but you can write off your write off your gambling losses.
That is true, independent of whether you're actually in the gambling industry.
My wife saw the all-time number, which is there.
Which
popped up when they did this update, which is from December 2018.
Right.
It doesn't matter that it says plus 57,000, because that's what I am.
Right.
It would, the number of what I bet would be an automatic divorce. An automatic, like, you have got to be kidding
me. Yeah.
Like, automatic divorce. Doesn't matter that I'm up. It's over. It is over.
The big thing I've learned in this segment, Darren Rovell's wife does not listen to this show. That's what I've just learned.
She doesn't listen to the show. She's luckily not on Twitter. She is on Instagram. I sometimes share things.
Okay.
But I think she just scrolls by it so that she shows that she cares, but I know she's not looking.
We promise not to put this segment up like on the station's Twitter feed
she's
or on Instagram.
Yeah, don't make a cut of it.
Yeah.
But
we won't.
She's relatively uninterested in my life.
Okay.
Tell,
so, that's a healthy relationship right there.
Yes,
I like it.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Darren Rovell joins us.
Hey, I'm going with Kate Upton to the White House Correspondents Dinner. Okay, huh?
That's
back
been
tomorrow? Okay.
That happened. Darren Rovell. Darren, we appreciate the time. Enjoy
all
the
right,
games.
You got it.
Catch up
okay.
next week. Always fun with Darren Rovell joining us here on the show. $90,000 in the last 30 days.
Jeez.
That must be nice.
Well, yeah, but you know the margins. It's the thin margins there, Sean.
I just like the magnitude of the dollar, Seth. Let me enjoy
Wait, that's
that.
That's how much he's gambled.
How much he's gambled, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of stress. Well, I don't know. I mean, he just said he had 5,000 or something on Saudi Arabia. It might only be like 15 games.
If there's smaller bets at a time, then he's not, you know, he's not going to have a cash flow issue.
Yeah.
He's either, even if he's slightly worse, what's the break even number you got to clear to cover the big and everything to actually
like 52.8%.
So if you're right 52.8% of the time, then you're breaking even.
Yep.
So it's
he just said he had all of his profit for the World Cup wiped out by Saudi Arabia in 3 minutes yesterday.
Man, soccer's got to be that's a stressful one to bet on.
Yep.
Just like watching volleyball is the most stressful sport if you like are rooting for a team, like high school volleyball, because when it gets up to 25-24 and it just keeps going and going and
that's
going.
That's tense, man.
Yeah.
That's tense.
I got to start gambling on high school volleyball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.